Back again to the Bad Quaker podcast, where liberty is our mission. Today is Thursday, May 30th, 2013. This is podcast number 321, and my name is Ben Stone. Today is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be a very short podcast. We have a new sponsor, and so I did a phone interview with the new sponsor, and you're going to hear that in just a moment here. The main thing that I want to get across to you is not that this is going to be a 10 or 15 minute commercial with the sponsor. The idea of having an interview with him was to kind of set the stage of why metals are important. I'm going to be talking about the metals market in coming podcasts, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about the coming we're in an economic bubble right now, just very similar to the one in 2008, actually about what we saw in 2007. And so I'm going to have upcoming podcasts where I'm going to be talking about that, about what you can do today to be prepared for it when it hits, and kind of maybe what it's going to look like and what it's going to look like coming out the other side. So for that reason, I brought on our new sponsor, Stephen McCaskill from Amagai Metals. I'm still having trouble with that word. And he and I talk about not only the actual business, not only as a sponsor, we do kind of a commercial for the business there, but we also talk about the metals market in general and some other things that I think you'll find interesting. It's not just a 10 or 15 minute commercial, although an odd thing happened when we were in the middle of recording it and we were going to talk about Bitcoin. We were going to go into a whole section and talk about the ins and outs of Bitcoins and how Bitcoin works. And, I've wanted to have somebody on specifically to talk about Bitcoins for a while now. And right as we started to go into that, Time Warner Cable, who is my internet provider, failed me. And so it cut off not only my internet connection, but my phone connection as well. And it just killed the whole process. So I'm going to have Stephen back on specifically to talk about Bitcoins in another episode. I'm not exactly sure when that's going to happen. And that brings me to the next point. I've been unbelievably busy for the last few weeks trying to get everything ready to go to Porkfest, getting our motorhome ready, getting our home secured, getting the yard taken care of and the garden and everything so that we can leave it for a month. And on top of that, the transmission went out on our primary car, the car that we tow behind our motorhome. So we were having to deal with trying to rebuild the transmission on the car. So it's been really, really busy. I haven't even been able to get over to the Bad Quaker Forum. I don't think I've been over there all week, which is kind of bad because I was in the middle of conversations over there that I just kind of abandoned to try to take care of all this stuff and get everything ready for Porkfest. So if you're wondering where I've been, if you're on the Bad Quaker Forum and, you're mid-conversation with me and I just vanished for a week, that's what's going on. I'll get back to the forum as quick as I can. But this brings up a couple other things as well. On Facebook, the Bad Quaker page on Facebook, at times I have worked on updating it. At times my wife Cindy has been the one updating it. Kai is the one who actually set it up and established it. And Kai is now back on the road working Renaissance festivals. So she hasn't really had a chance to do anything with it. And I am just way too busy to get on Facebook, on the Bad Quaker page on Facebook and do anything with it. Now, it's got almost 2,000 likes. And it's a very, when we do post something on Bad Quaker Facebook, immediately there's a response to it. So there's a lot of people that are following it. And we just don't, none of us here really have the time to spend on it. So this is an opportunity for a listener. If you're a regular Bad Quaker listener, and if you're a regular a Facebook user, and if you would like to be a moderator on the Bad Quaker YouTube page, interruption, not YouTube, Bad Quaker Facebook. Okay, back to that's editor's note. I jammed this in afterwards when I re-listened to it and found out what I said. Okay, back to what I was saying. Drop an email to badquaker@badquaker.com. And if you send it to that, badquaker@badquaker.com, then the whole staff can see it. Cindy can see it. Kai can see it. I can see it. I shouldn't say the whole staff. Let's explain that a little bit. We have an inner circle in our staff, which is myself, my wife Cindy, and my daughter Kai. And then we have sort of an outer circle that includes our friend Matt, my other daughter Hannah, and we have a part-time staff photographer, Natasha. And we have the folks that help out on the forum, the moderators over there. And we have part-time contributors. Oh, and the music. The music that you hear in the intro and the exit, the little music snippets, those are all my son's music. That's from the band that he used to be with. He's not with them anymore, but that's his music. He wrote that and performed it and everything. So this is what, when we're referring to the staff here, that's what we're talking about. Well, you can be part of that staff. You can be the Facebook, you can be one of the moderators on the Facebook Bad Quaker page if you have an interest to do that. Just drop a letter to badquaker@badquaker.com and let us know why that you're qualified to be one of the moderators on the Bad Quaker Facebook page. Also, you know, we've got a YouTube page that we have done nothing with. I probably haven't logged into YouTube in, I don't know, at least months. I'm not sure exactly. I think I logged in long enough to someone, 6 or 8 months ago, shared one of those Chris Cantwell videos with me. So I logged on and liked that, and then I logged off. And then once I saw what a ridiculously crazy, unstable individual he was, I think I logged back on and unliked his page. But other than that, I don't think I've been active on YouTube in maybe over a year or so. So if there's anybody who has the time and who has an interest in running the YouTube Bad Quaker site, also drop us a line, badquaker@badquaker.com, and explain what your thoughts are, why you'd like to run the Bad Quaker YouTube page, and maybe why you feel that you would be good for that job. And of course, none of these are paying jobs. Even what I'm doing is not a paid job, so it's all volunteer. And I also wanted to update you today on kind of what's going on. For the whole month of June, my wife and I are going to be on the road, Kai as well, and we're hoping to bring, my wife and I are hoping to take off in the next couple days. First, we're going to go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for the Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania's annual 2013 annual convention. We'll be there Saturday, June 8th of this year at the Harrisburg Hilton. I'll be speaking at lunchtime at the noon speaking position. And if you can get there at all, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Larkin Rose is going to do the breakfast speaking. And then I'll do the lunch speaking, and then Jim Bovard is going to do the dinner. So you get, Larkin Rose in the morning, me at lunch, James Bovard in the evening. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be great to see Larkin and Jim and get to hang out with them a little bit. And if you're there, if you can make it there, I'll put a link in today's show notes. And if you can make it there, be sure and get over there and say hi and see you there. And then we're going to make it to, we're hoping to, we're trying to get to Pork Fest. That's going to be June 17th through 23rd. And then we probably won't make it all the way back home until the beginning of July sometime, around the 5th of July or something like that, before we'll be home. So during that time, now we've set up a Verizon account and we have a T-Mobile account. So we're hoping to be able to have enough internet connection to continue the podcasts on the road. Unlike, you know, we had a lot of struggles during the winter when we were when we took the motorhome down south. We had a real hard time keeping a connection good enough to have podcasts. But with two accounts, we're hoping to be able to do more podcasts on the road this time than we did last time. But there's no guarantee. So I don't know for the next 30 days. I don't know how often we'll be able to post podcasts. We're going to do everything we can to try to get them going, but there's just no way of knowing what it's going to be like on the road. So I guess I've covered just about everything for the next month. We don't know how many podcasts there are going to be. We're going to be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on the 8th. We're going to be... you know, can't guarantee the future, but this is what we want to happen. Pork Fest, June 17th through 23rd. I'll be speaking at least two different times there, maybe more. And if you want to help with Facebook, let us know. If you want to help with YouTube, let us know. And beyond that, okay, so what you're going to hear now is my interview with Stephen McCaskill from Amagai Metals. Sorry about the pronunciation. Still haven't got that right. And at the end, it cuts off suddenly. And again, that's because we lost connection. So I'm going to try to get Stephen back on in the near future to talk specifically about Bitcoins. But other than that, okay, here we go. This is my discussion with Stephen McCaskill. I hope you enjoy it. And with me on today's podcast is Stephen McCaskill from Amagai Metals, and we were just talking about the pronunciation on that. Stephen, welcome to the show, and welcome to BadQuaker.com as our newest sponsor. We really appreciate that.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I appreciate talking to you and being on the show, and look forward to your questions.
Let's cover the name of the business first, Amagai Metals, and this is going back to a Sumerian symbol, yeah, that was found.
Yeah, it's actually a Sumerian cuneiform symbol, and it represents liberty, and it's the first known representation of liberty, or at least known to man, coming from one of the first human civilizations. And we picked the name because we think that liberty is inherent in human nature, and what better way to show that than it coming from the first human civilization.
And if you haven't seen the symbols, there. Let's see. I don't think the symbols are actually on your website, if I recall. But they're kind of like funny-looking little arrows. Sometimes you see people with it as a tattoo. Sometimes you see T-shirts with it. But that's what we're talking about there. But on the website itself, and I just popped over there as I was saying that, you have a variety of different precious metals. And the interesting thing is that you accept Bitcoins in exchange. That's fairly unique in the metal. I'm sure more and more people will catch on to it eventually, but at this point in time, that's pretty unique.
Yeah, I would say there are only a couple of other large dealers. There is one company that only accepts Bitcoin. They don't accept anything else. We kind of went the other route where we started accepting normal means, bank wires, checks, credit cards, and then went into accepting Bitcoins. And it's been great so far. I think in the last month, we've actually become one of the largest Bitcoin retail businesses in the world. And we've had customers all over the world.
You also have a unique product that really struck me as interesting. I've seen similar things before, but not at this kind of a price. You offer a 1 gram silver bar that the person can customize and put their own design on both sides of that bar, And they only have to buy 1,000 of them. So with today's prices, and this will fluctuate from day to day, but with today's prices, that's under $1,500 for 1,000 1-gram silver bars. And those are worth close to so that's figures out to be about $1.49, almost $1.50 per bar, and that's right in the range that 1-gram bars are selling for anyway, even with without the customization. That is a killer deal. That I was when I saw that, I thought, you know, any really smart businessman could cough up $1,500 for a custom design on there for his business. And hand those to people like a business card, and who would throw that away? I mean, business cards get thrown away every day, but this is like $1.50 for a business card that would never get thrown away. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's actually funny that you mention that, because we were just talking about how to promote these products, and that was one of them. And the other idea was for weddings. You know, it'd be a great gift to give away for weddings. And the prices are a little bit expensive compared to the silver spot price, but we have actually the cheapest 1-gram silver prices on the web. And the great thing about them is that they're very customizable. You can add your own designs, or you can buy from one of the ones that we already have designs on. And a lot of people actually say, oh, well, this is really expensive when you compare the spot price, but as the denominations get smaller and smaller, the prices increase just because of things like labor costs and economies of scale.
Yeah, and it would be another good application for this would be in a for an event. Like here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be going to Pork Fest in New Hampshire. And for each of the speakers, I'm one of the speakers there, and for each of the speakers, they typically give a a goodie bag with some different things in it. And a real smart sponsor of something like that could, to an event, could use this as a promotional thing for their product or for their event. If they think about it, it's a wonderful idea that could be taken in so many directions.
Yeah, definitely, and we've actually seen lots of different products come about from these, and one of them is actually a Bitcoin design on a 1-gram silver round.
And I should mention, too, that, as a matter of fact, I brought these up to my office with me just so that I could talk specifically about it. I've made several purchases already from you guys. And because before we really wanted to accept you as sponsors, we wanted to make sure that you were a good business and everything like that. You've already got a really good reputation among liberty-oriented folks. So it was really just a test to see how difficult the website was to maneuver and how fast and how friendly and all this kind of thing. And I have to say, you guys just blew me away with how fast you reacted. And this was before, before there was sponsorship, this took place. But having said all that, I'm holding in my hand a gold bar that I purchased from you guys, and it's just beautiful. Of course, that's what you expect from Swiss gold, but the image on both sides is just beautiful, I'm always amazed every time I look at a gold bar at how brilliantly shiny that they are. It stuns me every time.
Yeah, and one of the great benefits of gold is that it does not tarnish, whereas silver, if you do not protect it properly, it can tarnish and lose some of its luster.
That's a good point, especially for people who also buy copper. A lot of people are buying copper rounds these days. You don't want to store your silver with your copper. You're going to have a problem if you do that.
Yep, and usually some kind of airtight, even a Ziploc bag would protect either copper or silver if that's your only option.
And I should mention on this a bar of Swiss gold that I have, it includes the certification number and all the the essayist's certification that it's genuine. There's some question out there now floating around. Some people are worried about Chinese fake stuff coming over to, you know, into the Western Hemisphere and so forth. But I had full confidence buying a Swiss gold bar from you guys. Because first off, it's Swiss. Second, it's got all the the certification number right here with it, and so there's no question about it. And that gives you a high level of confidence that, you know, buying something maybe off of eBay or whatever, you know, I just avoid that like the plague.
Yeah, and it's funny you mention that. One of the biggest products that are being counterfeited right now is junk silver. It's not actually junk. It's U.S. silver coins that have 90% silver. And a lot of junk silver is now being fake, coming from China or other countries. And it's really difficult because you have to check each one to determine its purity to make sure that it's not fake.
Yeah, and I might also mention, I don't normally talk a lot about, you know, things like financial bubbles and crashes and things like that. I don't talk a lot about that kind of thing, but it's hard to look at the economy right now, look at the way the stock market is going, look at the way the derivatives, look at the way the specifically the bond market. There are a lot of people who are looking at this and looking at the depressed price of precious metals, and they're realizing, and it's not necessarily my words, I'm not an expert in this field, but there are a lot of people that are looking at it saying right now is the time to get out of cash, to get out of stocks, to get out of bonds, and to get into physical precious metals, not pieces of paper that say you own precious metals, but actual things that you can hold in your hand that are made of gold and silver and so forth.
I mean, right now there are a lot of, I'd say a lot of fear in the air from our talking to our customers, and they don't want to touch paper with a yardstick. And right now there are a lot of silver product shortages, and there are a lot of delays for gold and silver, and it's kind of created a frenzy where more and more people are trying to grasp and buy gold and silver, and it's all the dealers are running out of products, and it's causing people to go out and buy more and more, and it's creating these longer delays, and it's just because people want to get out of the paper and want to hold the tangible stuff and store it and keep it for themselves.
In reference to buying online, in the past there have been two companies that I've been very comfortable with buying online from, and a few weeks back, prior to when I contacted you guys, my wife and I decided, okay, well, it's time, we need to invest some more into precious metals, and so I went online to the place that I have most commonly purchased from. And I started clicking on their, site for silver and site for gold, and it was coming up blank pages. Their whole site is there, but they don't actually offer anything for sale. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then so I went to the other site that I have for years bought precious metals from, and they're looking at like 6 weeks delay on all of their shipments. And I looked at their prices, and that's when I found you guys. I started looking around. Well, who are other people going with? And I saw that a lot of people in the Liberty Movement are going with you guys. So I started checking it all out. And your prices were better than their prices, and they had a 6 week delay. And I thought, well, this is a no brainer. That was really what drew me to you guys, because I thought these guys are really doing business, and they're actually getting things done here.
Yeah, I mean, we are faced with the same delays on some products, the same as other companies, but from a shipping perspective and pricing perspective, we're becoming very competitive, and our prices are comparable to some of our large online competitors. And we do appreciate that. Appreciate the Liberty Movement kind of backing us and helping us along and allowing us to lower our prices so we can better serve the customers. And part of the delays are actually, so this last month has been historical in the precious metals market, where record sales of silver and gold bullion have been made, and it's caused some of the major mints, such as the Royal Canadian Mint, to stop sales on the silver maple leaves. The U.S. Mint has stopped sales on some of their products, like the 1/10-ounce gold coins, and so it's caused us to have delays on a lot of products as well, and delays are between 1 and 6 weeks.
And I should mention, too, you know, a lot of people who haven't, maybe they haven't really done a lot of purchasing of precious metals, and they think, well, you know, gold is around $1,400 an ounce. I can't afford that kind of money. But actually, it's a lot easier. Now, the smaller quantities, you mentioned this earlier, the smaller the quantity that you buy, the more handling it is and the more costly it is to go through all the different processes. So on a per ounce basis or per gram basis or whatever, the smaller the quantity, the higher the price, so to speak. But you can still get like a 1 gram 1 gram of gold you can get for under $60. That's in today's money. Of course, that changes. And you can get smaller half ounce silver rounds, 1 gram silver bars. You don't have to. And as I mentioned earlier. Uh-oh, did I lose you? Okay, well, it looks like Skype has dropped us, so I guess that's where we'll wrap it up with Stephen McCaskill from Amagai Metals, and be sure and check him out. Follow the links at badquaker.com, and thanks a lot for listening, and we'll get back to a regular podcast. Okay, folks, and that was my... at least the part of my discussion with Stephen McCaskill. Unfortunately, it got cut off. And be sure and get over to badquaker.com, and we do have a forum over there where you can interact with other listeners. And I want to give a teaser to tomorrow's podcast, if all goes well, is going to be the second in the series on Beyond Civil Disobedience. Actions with purpose and staying within the zero aggression principle, and we're gonna get into some kind of controversial things in this series. So you might want to listen in for that one. Again, that should post tomorrow if all goes well. Beyond Civil Disobedience, Part 2: Actions with Purpose within the Zero Aggression Principle. And as always, thanks for listening today. Remember to visit badquaker.com, where liberty is our mission. Thanks a lot, folks.